Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Philadelphia Soul head coach Clint Dolezel as his squad gets ready to host Washington on Sunday. And you just got done playing Washington this past Thursday down there, snapped the losing streak. Just had to feel good to get the pieces rolling in the right direction again and get the W.
Yeah, a month without a win. I can't say the last time that's happened. It's been a long, long, long time, even the playing days. That was a tough stretch. And, yeah, definitely the frustration lifted. We played pretty well for the most part, most of the game. It got a little close at the end because we gave up an onside kick and threw an INT there. But we held on and got a win. You know, anytime you play on the road and anytime you're playing professional football, a win's a win. We'll take it.
Greg McGee started at quarterback again and I think was six touchdowns responsible. Was there improvement from his first start to his second?
Oh, most definitely. Threw some good balls, got a lot more comfortable out there. You know, still made some rookie mistakes, which is going to happen, you know, in this game. It's so fast. But overall, played pretty well for us. And he's going to progress more and more, you know, as he gets, you know, more comfortable. Dan struggled his first year, too. So that's just normal for anybody. And it's at any level of professional ball, a rookie quarterback's going to just struggle. And he's going to have some mistakes.
To get that game against Washington, it was Thursday. You don't play again until Sunday, and you play at home. It's almost like you got a little bit of a mini bye here. I guess that could be well used.
Yeah, we definitely needed it. You know, we had a lot of guys that didn't play in the game just from injuries and other situations, and we'll get some of those guys back. So we should be pretty much at full strength with the exception of Dan. He's still probably a couple weeks out. So we're making sure we're being smart with him and get him back, you know, obviously for the playoff run, you know, late in the season. So, yeah, I think we're going to come out fresh. Our first practice is, you know, today and Wednesday. So, I think the ceiling's high for us getting there.
What kind of challenges – you'll play Washington back-to-back here. What kind of challenges does that present as far as keeping the game plan fresh, keeping Washington on their toes, stuff like that?
Yeah, we'll change it up much, and I'm sure – or not much. They'll change it up some. There's only so much you can do. You know, it's in the hands of the quarterback to make the reads, make the decisions, and throw it where it needs to go. They did a really good job of changing up their style, which they normally don't run a lot of man, and they did against us and gave us a little bit of problems at times based on the type of man they ran. So it'll be interesting. It's a chess match, as always, you know, to figure out you know, what the other team's game plan is, and once you figure it out, you got to make adjustments.
It has been a struggle for Washington. Does when you're playing a team that's winless like them, not that you ever want to get off to a slow start, but does getting off to a fast start and maybe putting it in their head a little bit of here we go again, is that maybe an extra incentive for you guys in this one?
Sure, we talk about it, but they've done a good job. I didn't see that in their eyes at all. You know, they've got a new coach, and that's a big deal. He brings a fresh look for them. They played hard the whole game. You know, even though we got up three scores midway through the third quarter, they never let off the gas pedal. They kept coming after us and, you know, made it close at the end. So it's a credit to their coaching staff, their players, they're professional football players. They want to win football games, and I know it's tough. You know, some of those guys I know over there, and they've been through some rough times, and I'm hoping they got one more week of rough times.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.